An ordination to the priesthood is an important event in a diocese and calls for all its people to celebrate. That's why this morning on Catholic Forum, we're presenting to you the homily given by Bishop Saltarelli at the ordination mass on May 24th at the Cathedral of St. Peter in Wilmington. Fathers Stanislao Esposito, James Lentini, and Stephen Hurley were ordained to the priesthood on that cloudy Saturday morning during Memorial Day weekend. At the conclusion of the Gospel and before beginning the homily, the deacon calls forth those to be ordained.
Let those to be ordained priests please come forward. Stanislao Marco Esposito.
Present.
Stephen Patrick Hurley.
Present.
James Salvatore Lentini.
Present.
Father Jim Nash, Director of Vocations, and Father Ralph Martin, Director of Seminarians for the Diocese of Wilmington, then, in tandem, request ordination of these men from Bishop Saltarelli.
Most Reverend Father.
Holy Mother Church asks you to ordain these, our brothers, to the responsibility of the priesthood.
Do you know them to be worthy?
After inquiry among the Christian people and upon the recommendation of those responsible, we testify that they have been found worthy.
Relying on the help of the Lord God and our Savior Jesus Christ, we choose these, our brothers, for the order of the priesthood.
Thanks be to God.
Don't look now, but the sun is out. Beloved brothers and sisters, because these are sons who are your relatives and friends are now to be advanced to the order of priests, consider carefully the nature of the rank in the church to which they are about to be raised. It is true that God has made his entire holy people a royal priesthood in Christ. Nevertheless, our great priest himself, Jesus Christ, chose certain disciples to carry out publicly in his name and on behalf of mankind a priestly office in the church. For Christ was sent by the Father, and he in turn sent the apostles into the world so that through them and their successors, the bishops, he might continue to exercise his offer of teacher, priest, and shepherd. Indeed, priests are established co-workers of the order of bishops, with whom they are joined in the priestly office, and with whom they are called to the service of the people of God. After mature deliberation, these our brothers are now to be ordained to the priesthood in the order of the presbyterate so as to serve Christ the teacher, priest, and shepherd by whose ministry his body, that is the church, is built and grows into the people of God, a holy temple. In being configured to Christ, the eternal high priest, and joined to the priesthood of the bishops, they will be consecrated as true priests of the New Testament to preach the gospel, to shepherd God's people, and to celebrate the sacred liturgy, especially the Lord's sacrifice. Stephen, Stanislao, James, you are to be raised now to the order of the priesthood. For your part, you will exercise the sacred duty of teaching in the name of Christ the teacher. impart to everyone the word of God which you have received with joy, meditating on the law of the Lord. See that you believe what you read, that you teach what you believe, and that you practice what you teach. In this way, let what you teach be nourishment for the holy people of God. Let the holiness of your lives be a delightful fragrance to God's faithful, so that by word and example you may build up the house, which is God's church. Likewise, you will exercise in Christ the office of sanctifying, for by your ministry, the spiritual sacrifice of the faithful will be made perfect, being united to the sacrifice of Christ, which will be offered through your hands in an unbloody way on the altar in union with the faithful. In the celebration of the sacraments, understand that what you do and imitate what you celebrate as celebrants of the mystery of the Lord's death and resurrection. Strive to put to death whatever in your members is sinful and to walk always in newness of life. Remember when you gather others into the people of God through baptism, and when you forgive sins in the name of Christ and the church in the sacrament of penance, when you comfort the sick with holy oil and celebrate the sacred rites, when you offer prayers of praise and thanks being to God throughout the hours of the day, not only for the people of God, but for the entire world, remember then that you are taken from among men and appointed on their behalf for those things that pertain to God. Therefore, carry out the ministry of Christ the priest with constant joy and genuine love, attending not to your own concerns, but to those of Jesus Christ. How marvelous is this vocation of ours, my dear brother priests. Truly, we can repeat with the psalmist, "What shall I render to the Lord for all his goodness to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord." My wish for you is that you will be on this day, live this day over and over again, in peace of heart, in profound communion with your brother priests, in communion with your bishop, in communion with God's holy people. Finally, dear sons, exercising for your part the office of Christ, head and shepherd, while united with the bishop and subject to him, strive to bring the faithful together into one family so that you may lead them to God the Father through Christ in the Holy Spirit. Keep always before your eyes the example of the Good Shepherd who came not to be served but to serve, and who came to seek out and save what was lost. My dear sons, before you enter the order of the priesthood, you must declare before the people your intention to undertake this office. So now I ask you, do you resolve with the help of the Holy Spirit to discharge without fail the office of priesthood in the presbyteral rank as worthy fellow workers with the order of bishops in caring for the Lord's flock? Do you resolve to exercise the ministry of the word worthily and wisely, preaching the gospel and teaching the Catholic faith? Do you resolve to celebrate faithfully and reverently, in accordance with the Church's tradition, the mysteries of Christ, especially the sacrifice of the Eucharist and the sacrament of reconciliation, for the glory of God and the sanctification of the Christian people. Do you resolve to implore with us God's mercy upon the people entrusted to your care by observing the command to pray without ceasing? Do you resolve to be united more closely every day to Christ the High Priest, who offered himself for us to the Father as a pure sacrifice, and with him to consecrate yourselves to God for the salvation of all? Stanislav, do you promise respect and obedience to me and my successors? May God, who has begun the good work in you, bring it to fulfillment. Stephen, do you promise respect and obedience to me and my successors? May God, who has begun the good work in you, bring it to fulfillment. James, do you promise respect and obedience to me and my successors? May God, who has begun the good work in you, bring it to fulfillment. My dear people, let us now pray that the all-powerful Father will pour out abundantly the gifts of heaven on these his servants, whom he has chosen for the office of priest.